Once again, this is Jim Rau, your host, Gather the Outcast Radio Ministry. Great to be with you this morning. Great to have you in that listening audience. We come to you each and every Sunday morning, 8:05 a.m. for 55 full minutes. First half of the hour, teaching from God's Word and prayer time. And the last half of the hour, we're going to bring you some great contemporary Christian and gospel music. And so we say welcome to those of you who have tuned in for the first time today, especially for those of you, and we thank you for tuning in. We pray that you come back each and every Sunday and make this a regular schedule, a regular stop on your worship schedule. And for those of you who have been with us for many months and years now, we are grateful to you. We say thank you to you, and we invite you to share with a friend that you're tuning in here, and just share this broadcast with a friend and let them know that there's some good teaching going on here, and also that they will receive a blessing if they tune in. And so we just thank you again for all of you, and we pray that this morning's message will be something that is pertinent to you, something that will touch you and stir your heart. And so we once again say thank you and welcome. If you'd like to partner with this ministry, you certainly may. We invite you to partner with us in a couple of different ways. Number one, to pray for us. We have a lot going on in the prison, a lot going on with this radio ministry, and also making plans to go back to Kenya to do crusades again this summer, in late summer, August, September. And so we look forward to doing that, but we need your prayer support. We ask you to pray for us. If you take it upon yourself to be a intercessor for this ministry, just let me know at pureprairie@hotmail.com. Let me know that you want to be an intercessor for this ministry, and I'll contact you at times when I need prayer and when there are certain things that need to be lifted up in prayer. Secondly, you can join us by helping to pay for this radio air time. This is a listener-supported radio ministry, and if you would contact us and let us know that you want to support us in whatever way you can, why, we would certainly be grateful for that. Our mailing address, Box 92, Norton, Kansas, 67654. And our email address is gathertheoutcast.com. That's gathertheoutcast.com. And we're also linked to a blog there, jimrau.blogspot.com. That's jimrau.blogspot.com. And so we just invite you to look us up on the web there. There's lots going on the website. We've got videos downloaded of last year's crusades in Africa. We've got still pictures. We have audio messages, and we're featuring a new feature there on the front page of the website. Each week I'm going to post the radio message after we get it from the radio station. We'll post it after it comes out on the radio. We'll post it on the website, and so you'll be able to hear that message each week. And also people all around the world that aren't able to pick up the local radio station will be able to tune it in on the internet and listen to it in its full extent there on the front page of the internet. So the internet address again, gathertheoutcast.com, the website, gathertheoutcast.com, the blogspot, jimrau.blogspot.com, and the mailing address, Box 92, Norton, Kansas, 67654. And we just invite each and every one of you to come alongside this ministry and to help pay for the expenses. Pray about your part, what God would have you to do. If this ministry is blessing you in any way, we ask you to give back. If it's feeding you in any way, we ask you to share what God has blessed you with this ministry. And so we just ask you to pray about it, see what your part would be, see what the Lord would have you to do. And you can always contact me if you want to discuss anything at pureprairie@hotmail.com. That's pureprairie@hotmail.com. And it looks like we're going to be going back to Mumias, Kenya to do a revival in late August, and then down into the Maasai territory of southern Kenya, and possibly then fly over to Congo and do some revival meetings in churches over there in the Congo. So lots of exciting things happening in Africa. And I just ask you to pray about it. I ask you to pray about your part in helping to support those missions. Again, contact me if you have any questions, pureprairie@hotmail.com. We're going to have a teaching in just a minute, The Watchman on the Wall. We're going to take that up here in just a minute, and you will enjoy that teaching. and you will be blessed by it. And so we'll take that up right after our prayer time here in just a minute. Father God, we thank you for this opportunity we have to speak truth into the lives of the people listening today. We ask you to touch the people wherever they're at, touch them with healing, or bless them with a stirring in their heart. And Lord, this message this morning is to move people. It's to move people. It's to get them to see you and to hear your voice. And so we ask you to bless it and let the people receive it with all the intent that you have for them. Lord, we pray for those in the prison. We pray for their families, their children. Pray for the leaders of our country. We pray for our president and his family. And we pray for the Congress, the Supreme Court. Pray especially today for the troops overseas that are in harm's way, especially in Afghanistan. And Lord, we ask you to bless the troops, bless their families. We pray for this city that it would be a city of refuge, strong churches, strong church leaders, godly men and women to lead their families. And Lord, we know that the times are perilous, the times are difficult. And so we just thank you for the foundation that you are in our life, the rock that we can stand on, the truth that will set us free. Lord, I pray that your message would pierce the hearts of those listening today. We pray for healing for those that need healing, and those that have emotional scars, tears, and wounds in their heart. We ask you to bless them today. And for those who have separated from their families and have a divorce and separation and alienation from their families, we ask for restoration and reconciliation. And we just thank you for this opportunity again to speak this message. And we pray it all in the precious holy name of Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Amen, amen, and amen. Once again, this is Jim Rau, your host, Gather the Outcast Radio Ministry. We've been speaking about this nation and the blessing the Lord wants to give to this nation, and also the fact that many people in this nation are in rebellion to the Lord. Many people in this nation do not regard the counsel of the Lord, and they walk in the paths of the wicked, and they walk in the ways of the unrighteous. And so I believe that God has given me a message to speak, and that's why I'm diligent to come speak this message, even though sometimes it's not a popular message, even though sometimes the message is not received with gratitude, that many people need to hear this message, that God is holding his hand of judgment over this nation, that God is seeing everything that goes on here, our willful disobedience to him and our willful continuing to walk in our wicked ways. We slay the innocents, we shed the blood of the innocents, and the push for perversion here in this nation through homosexual marriage, and the disregard and turning our backs on Israel, his chosen people. And so there's many things in this nation that God sees that are not pleasing to him, and God is crying out through the prophets. God is crying out through those who understand and hear him and hear his voice to turn back to the Lord. And as we look through the book of Jeremiah and the book of Ezekiel and Isaiah, some of the prophets of the Old Testament, we see that they had the very same obligation, the very same call, and the very same responsibility to call out to the nation, to cry out to the nation of Israel to turn back from their wicked ways and to turn to the Lord, to seek him. And so God is calling America to turn back to him. God is saying to you, America, today, turn back from your wicked ways. And if you're listening to this message today and you're trapped in some kind of rebellious or sinful behavior, God, understand that he loves you very much. Understand that he sent his son Jesus to die just for you. No matter what you're trapped in, no matter what kind of situation you're in today, the Jesus' blood was shed for you. Jesus' blood was shed for your deliverance. It was shed for your redemption and your salvation. And so if you turn back to the Lord and cry out to him and ask God to forgive you of your sins, he will be faithful and true to forgive you of all unrighteousness, just like he has for me and every other born-again believer here on this earth. But there are times when God's patience runs out, and there are times when God says, I cannot give mercy anymore. I cannot extend mercy anymore. My hand of judgment must come. And I believe truly, brothers and sisters, that America is in that place right now where we're very close to receiving the wrath of God. We're very close to receiving the judgment of God in ways that we will not be happy when we see the full wrath of it. We will not be happy when we see what God can do through the enemies of this country to bring this country to our knees. And so I just pray that before that time happens, even in the last hour, that God will relent and God will give us more time, that God's mercy will triumph over his judgment, and he will give us more time, even at the last hour, to turn back from our wicked ways and to turn to him. Well, God speaks over and over in the Old Testament, and he says that he is also able to cause calamity and create calamity, and he also is able to bring the sword and pestilence and wild beasts and everything like that, the enemy, to correct people, to bring people to their knees. And he did that with his own children, his children Israel, a stubborn and rebellious people. And so I have no doubt that he will do that to us here in America. And I have no doubt that God is able to bring calamity in ways that will have us crying out for the Lord, that will have us crying out for his protection and his blessing. In Isaiah 45:5, God tells through the prophet Isaiah, "I am the Lord, and there is no other. Besides me, there is no God. I will gird you, though you have not known me, that men may know from the rising to the setting of the sun that there is no one besides me. I am the Lord, and there is no other, the one forming light and creating darkness, the one causing well-being and creating calamity. I am the Lord who does these." And so we know that God is able to create light. We know that he creates darkness, and we know he can cause well-being and create calamity. And I would just suggest, brothers and sisters, that you start thanking God for every little blessing in your life. Just start thanking him for everything that is going on in your life, because you may not know it, but we have it really good right now compared to the way it's going to be. We have it really good. The blessings of the Lord are upon us compared to the way it's going to be. I'm not speaking curses on this land. I'm just sharing what the Lord has shown me through dreams, through visions, through prophetic word. And I think anybody in America can sense that there is something drastically wrong. You look at the governmental system in place, and it's practically dysfunctional. There's no agreement. There's no reconciliation. You look at the financial situation of this country, and you can realize quickly that there's something drastically wrong, that there is total disunity and no accountability, no responsibility taken for spending the people's money, for taxing and continuing to spend the people's money. There's very little agreement on how it should be done. Some people say that it is at the point of no return, that we're on the edge of the cliff and the economy is about ready to fall over the cliff. I tend to agree with that, because if you see what's happening in Europe now, there are several countries that are in that same position, and they are ready to go over the cliff. And when the dominoes start to fall, you're going to see a chain of dominoes go down, and it will bring it right back to your doorstep. And eventually things here that you are accustomed to having, and things that you're accustomed to purchasing, and in ways that you're accustomed to functioning, maybe even just the freedom to move and the freedom to speak and the freedom to carry arms, the freedom to do all of these things that we've been accustomed to, all of those things are going to be changed. All of those things are going to be up for grabs, you might say. All of those things are going to be up for some serious dislocation. And so the Lord is just having me to speak to the people through this radio broadcast, to cry out to them, turn back to the Lord, even at the last hour, that the Lord may relent, even at the last hour, that the Lord will show mercy and withhold his hand of judgment. Well, turn in your Bibles to Ezekiel 33. We're going to look at the parable of the watchman, or the word of the watchman. And Ezekiel was a watchman to the nation of Israel, and in some ways I can identify with that, because God has given me, as I said before, many prophetic dreams and visions of tornado, of calamity coming to the land, of famine, of terrorist attack, and most of these things God has shown me, they have not yet come to pass, and so that I know that they are in the future. But as each day comes forth, I feel a foreboding in my spirit. I feel a trembling in my spirit as I think about what could befall this nation. And I don't wish for this, brothers and sisters. I have children. I have grandchildren. I have many dear friends here. And so I don't wish for this myself. And yet I know that eventually God's will be done here on earth. It will be done here in the United States of America as His will is, and as it is spoken by Him in heaven, it shall be done here on earth. And so that is what I expect to happen, even though I pray that the opposite would happen, that God would bless and that people would turn back from their wicked ways. And so Ezekiel was set up as a watchman for the children of Israel. It tells us here in Ezekiel 33:2, "Son of man, speak to the sons of your people, and say to them, if I bring a sword upon the land, and the people of the land take one man from among them, and make him their watchman, and he sees the sword coming upon the land, and he blows on the trumpet and warns the people, then he who hears the sound of the trumpet and does not take warning, and a sword comes and takes him away, his blood will be on his own head. Had he taken warning, he would have delivered his life." If the watchman sees the sword coming and does not blow the trumpet, and the people are not warned, and a sword comes and takes a person from them, he is taken away in his iniquity, but his blood I will require from the watchman's hand. And so basically what he's saying here is that the watchman is responsible to warn the people when danger is coming, that the watchman is responsible, and to he is to stay on the wall, and he is to stay in prayer, and he is to keep his eyes on the horizon to look out for the enemy. And I want you to know, brothers and sisters, that's what I'm doing with this radio broadcast. That's what I'm doing in my ministry. It's not only a prophetic ministry, it's a deliverance ministry, because God has given me a call to prepare people for that which is to come, to prepare people not only in their own personal lives, but corporately, as villages, as towns, as cities, and as this nation, to prepare for what is to come. And God told Ezekiel in verse 7, chapter 33, "Now as for you, son of man, I have appointed you a watchman for the house of Israel. So you will hear a message from my mouth and give them a warning from me. And when I say to the wicked, O wicked man, you shall surely die, and you do not speak to warn the wicked from his way, that wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood I will require from your hand. But if on your part you warn a wicked man to turn from his way, and he does not turn from his way, he will die in his iniquity, but you have delivered your life." And so that is God's call on my life as well. I want you to know that God has appointed watchmen all over the earth, not just here in this area, not just here in this city, but He has appointed watchmen all over this earth to warn people that as the end days draw near, that the intensity of the demonic forces, the intensity of the demonic attacks will increase, that the devil knows that the end days are drawing near, that the devil knows that his time is running short. And so many people are going to be deceived by the devil, his intents and attacks. They will not be able to stand up to it. You're seeing this already played out in the daily news, all kinds of bizarre, every kind of crime and every kind of bizarre thing, man against man, demon-possessed men against innocent people, in all kinds of murders and mayhem, and then it usually ends up in suicide many times, of people killing themselves and removing themselves from this earth, which that is the ultimate act of rebellion, is to kill yourself and to take your own life. And so I see this happening in the daily news, that many, many people are being deceived. Many people are being tricked by the devil and being taken from this earth ahead of their time and serving the devil. And I want you to know that God has prepared His children to listen to the prophets. He says in Ephesians 4:10-11, He who descended, Jesus, is Himself. He who ascended far above all the heavens, that He might fill all things. And He gave some as apostles, some as prophets, some as evangelists, some as pastors and teachers, for the equipping of the saints, for the work of service, to the building up of the body of Christ, until we all attain to the unity of the faith of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a mature man, to the measure of the stature which belongs to the fullness of Christ. And so God has prepared prophets and evangelists and pastors and teachers and apostles for the end day, and he has set them in place. Right now there's a setting in place going on of these fivefold ministers in front of the body of Christ, and he says he's done that for the equipping of the saints for the work of service, to the building up of the body of Christ. And it's important to understand that God's will is that every single person on this earth be saved, that every single person come to the knowledge of Christ, that none be left behind, that none would perish. And so God has set this fivefold ministry in place before the body of Christ to build them up and to equip the saints for the work of service. And secondly, I think you should know that the prophet's message is not usually received very kindly, and the reason why is because the prophet is speaking for God. And many times God has to rebuke, many times God has to discipline and chastise his children. And he tells us in Hebrews 12:5 that an earthly man disciplines his child, and for his benefit, for the child's benefit, and so much more so does our Father in heaven discipline those who love him. And so if you are loved by God, which we are here on this earth, which we are here in this city, if you're loved by God, he will discipline us, he will chastise us, whatever judgment, whatever chastisement he has for us here in America. Believe me, brothers and sisters, it is going to be for our good and for the good of the kingdom of God. Whatever happens will bring glory to God. Whatever happens will separate the believers from the unbelievers. It will separate the sheep from the goats. And whatever happens will be because God desires for people to come to know him. And I would say that in the current state of affairs in America, people are living rebellious disregard for God. They're living in a rebellious lifestyle, perverted lifestyles, lifestyles of mayhem and shedding of the innocent's blood, and God is only going to tolerate this so much longer, and then he is going to allow the judgment and the calamity to come in to straighten out this country. And so the prophet's message is not often kindly received. In Jeremiah 20, verse 2, it tells us a little bit about Jeremiah the prophet. It said, Pashur had Jeremiah the prophet beaten and put him in the stocks that were up at the upper Benjamin gate, which was by the house of the Lord. And so Jeremiah was beaten because of the words that he spoke. And when Jeremiah, in Jeremiah 26:8, another example, it says, when Jeremiah had finished speaking all that the Lord had commanded him to speak to the people, the priests and the prophets and all the people seized him, saying, you must die. Why have you prophesied in the name of the Lord, saying, this house will be like Shiloh, and this city will be desolate without inhabitant? And all the people gathered around Jeremiah in the house of the Lord. And so you can see Jeremiah was trying to wake the people up. He was crying out to the people of Israel. He was telling them to get right with the Lord, to turn back from your idols, to quit worshiping idols, to quit putting your children through the fire and shedding the blood of the innocents, to stop your sexual immorality and your perversion. And yet there was little regard for what Jeremiah had to say. There was little regard for the word of the Lord in those days. And so the prophet suffered mightily at the hands of the people that he was trying to straighten out and give them a message. And so they put him in the stocks. They actually threw him into the bottom of a cistern and covered him with mud. Here in 26:8 in Jeremiah, it says that the people seized him, saying to him, you must die. And who do you think you are, Jeremiah, prophesying over this city, that this city will be desolate and without inhabitant? And all the people gathered around Jeremiah, and you knew they weren't gathering around to encourage him. They were plotting to kill him. They were plotting to do away with him. And so it is for the prophet when he speaks the words of God to a stubborn and a rebellious people. Well, the third thing that has to do with the watchman is the watchman speaks for the Lord, which is blessings and salvation. But many times, because of their rebellious spirit, they do not want to hear it, and they do not want to turn back from their rebellious and their stubborn ways, but God's will is that none should perish. And I think you need to understand that, brothers and sisters, that God's will is that none should perish. Ezekiel 33:11, say to them, as I live, declares the Lord God, I take no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but rather that the wicked turn from his way and live. Turn back from your evil ways. Why then will you die, O house of Israel? And so God declares that it is not his wish that any should die, and he's talking here not only about physical death on this earth, but also spiritual death for all eternity. It's God's will, because he sent Jesus Christ to die on the cross for us and shed his blood on the cross for us, it's God's will that every single person come under the blood of Jesus, that every single person come to know the Lord Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, that every single person then would turn back to the Lord, repent of his wicked and evil ways. Why then will you die, O house of Israel? Why then will you die, whatever your name is, O house of your name? And God's will is that none should perish. 2 Peter 3:9 tells us the Lord is not slow about his promise, as some count slowness, but is patient toward you, not wishing for any to perish, but for all to come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come like a thief, with which the heavens will pass away with a roar, and the elements will be destroyed with intense heat, and the earth and its works will be burned up. And 2 Peter 3:11, since all these things are to be destroyed in this way, what sort of people ought you to be in holy conduct and godliness, looking for and hastening the coming of the day of God, on account of which the heavens will be destroyed by burning, and the elements will be melted with intense heat? And so this is a message for you today, brothers and sisters. God is not slow about his promise. He wants you to come to know him, that you would not perish. He wants you to turn from your wicked ways. If you're out there listening to me today and you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ, you can change that situation today. You can get under the blood covering of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, and you can turn to him, repent of your wicked ways, and call out to him and cry out to him and say, Jesus, I want you to be my Lord and Savior. I want to turn from my wicked ways. I want to have you to set me free from whatever bondage I'm in. And so if you will do that today, Jesus will be faithful and true to receive you. He will be faithful and true to cover you with his blood. Follow up your confession of faith that you believe Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior. Follow that up with Christian baptism, true walk in the Spirit with the Lord, that is a fellowship, walking in the fellowship, walking in prayer, spending time in prayer and spending time in Bible study, that you can truly walk in the Spirit and hear the word of the Lord as you walk forward in your walk with him. And so Peter says, since all of these things are to be destroyed in this way, what sort of people ought you to be in holy conduct and godliness, looking for and hastening the coming of the day of our God? And so as you look forward to Jesus coming back, as you look forward to that day and you hasten it by your conduct, in other words, you can actually encourage and hasten the day of the coming of the Lord by your own conduct, because when everybody gets saved, when all the fullness of the Gentiles come in, when everybody gets saved or has made their decision, and then God will say to his son Jesus, go back and gather up my people, rapture my people, for the end days are here, the tribulation is here. Well, I plead with you today, turn back from your wicked ways. If you're trapped in some kind of sin, repent, acknowledge God in your life, acknowledge Jesus as your Lord and Savior. If you are a believer, continue to intercede for those who don't know Jesus as their Lord and Savior. Continue to intercede for this nation, for the leaders of this nation, and maybe God will relent and hold back his hand of judgment, and mercy will triumph again over judgment. We can only pray that, and we just ask you to pray that in agreement with us and intercede for this nation and for this city. Well, thank you for listening today. God bless you. Have a great week.